course, parallel
Joel Panowitz,
a mirror,
Chav Beis.
The way we observe a general avelis about our loved ones. Carl. But Lachor, it's strange that it should be that way, because ostensibly the reason why Rizal set up the observance of avelis is when a person loses a loved one, he's in denial, refuses to accept the reality of the situation, and he needs to work through to focus on that it's really happened, so he can work through it and move on with his life and go on with things and realize the past is the past, and now it's time to move on and to no longer deny what happened. But the truth is that the matara, the goal of the agenda today, the Tisha B'Av, is exactly the opposite. We're meant to put our foot down and say, I refuse to go on with this, and I refuse to accept the current situation. I'm not prepared to go on, and I want it changed. I'm not moving on. I'm not going to be consoled. So how could it be that the same actions achieve an opposite end? So I think the beginning of the answer is that Tisha B'Av isn't a commemoration of a past event. It's not a response to some historical event, and certainly not to loss of Beis HaMikdash, just. That's clear from the Mishnah, which lists five events, the first of which, of course, the inability, the disallowance of us to go there. It still happened thousands of years, 1,000+ years before Beis Sheni was destroyed, and the Rambam seems to suggest that the observance is for all five of those things, of course, and the Midrash seems to suggest it goes back to Gan Eden itself. So what we're dealing with today is not a response to a particular historical occurrence. It's a natural consequence of our Bechiyah Shel Chinam, as the Midrash implies, which is manifest in history, that if we're not prepared to fill a certain role and do a certain thing, then Hashem will teach us the importance of it. And the common denominator of those five things listed in the Mishnah of what happened in Tisha B'Av, over which we're mourning, is the opportunity to see real Kavod Shemayim. Right? That Hashem, in different ways, could have been manifest, Kavod Shemayim could have been manifest, and we blew it. We didn't take that opportunity. And everyone knows Chazal, the Mishnah, Kol Moshe Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything Hashem created is only L'chavodo, for the sake of Kavod Shemayim. And if I could borrow from, or piggyback on, the mashal of Rabbi Milinowitz this morning, that the factory, the whole world, the whole universe was created as a factory to create Kavod Shemayim. And Hashem appointed Yisrael to be the staff of the factory to generate Kavod Shemayim. And as the Navi says, sometimes the Klal Yisrael says, we're not particularly interested in fulfilling that role. We pass. We'll move on. Whatever reason, the creature comforts, the seer basar, the avatiach, some watermelon, you miss. Not prepared to pick up the gauntlet challenge, the responsibility, the opportunity of being the champion to approach your mind. So, just like in the Midbar, we said, we're not interested. So Hashem said, fine. Have it your way, you're not going in after all. You can die right here. And I'll give you something to cry about to appreciate what your loss is. Like the people in the factory, till they appreciate they want to go back. Now, in terms of avelis, never was there a truer sentence spoken than Haina Dharma Inchi, and people say, when you laugh, the whole world laughs with you. When you cry alone. That's certainly true. If you share your personal problems with the people around you, you're going to have very few people around you very quickly. But somehow, when it comes to avelis, it's different, right? When it comes to avelis, a person sits as an avel. He's obviously crying, and everyone rallies around him. It's totally different. And what's the difference? The difference is that no one wants to be burdened with your personal problems. We all have our problems. But everyone knows that a base oval is better than a base mishta because it's not a personal problem that we're confronting. We are participating in an experience that's a universal problem. The universal problem comes to avail us of mortality, that death is real and it's going to happen, and what the heck is life about? And when we participate in an avelis, real, regular avelis, so we're awakened to the fact of the person, whoever he was, and what he achieved, and although it saddens us to hear the stories and to participate in the loss, but it also uplifts us because it gets us to recommit to living a life worth living, and that's uplifting. And that's a universal experience. It's not a personal problem. It's universal sharing. This kina chav beis, is written by an unknown person in an unknown time about an unknown tragedy to an unknown community. It's not nothing historical to tie it into. It's a verse like that. But on the other hand, it's extraordinarily poignant. It's a particular person who witnessed the massacre of his community and the blood flowing from every which way and people killing, Jewish people being forced to kill one another and their own children. It's very, something very poignant. And it's not a personal problem, although Officer Glenn was pointed out last night, every national tzara is manifest amongst individuals. This person is the mouthpiece expressing this particular tzara. But it's an echo that's the Hashem's response throughout the Doros when Klal Yisrael say, "Ein lanu chilek b'elokei Yisrael," we don't want a part of the job of participating in Kavod Shammai and manufacturing it. So then Hashem says, "I'll do what it takes. Often chema, whatever it takes to get you back on board." And although this particular kina is, I'm sure it's historical in nature, but it's almost purely evocative poetry. It's just a story of a person suffering about a particular an unknown tragedy. But the opportunity for us is to cry along with him, and to be moved just the same way in a, when it comes to a real person's loss, the agra, the schar, the merit of the hesped is the bechia, to get people to be moved. And once you're emotionally moved, so then you're moved to change and recommit, in the case of a dead person, to a better life. In the case of Tisha B'Av, it's to be moved to recommit to be ma'achir with Klal Yisrael, to fulfill our role as being Megalik Kavod Shemayim, and that perforce reopens the factory. So step one is being moved by feeling the pain of this person and knowing it's not a personal problem but a universal phenomenon that we're all Avel Yitzion, with every mourner we all share in the pain, and to be moved to recommit by folks in that pain to recommit to Kavod Shemayim.
For a life, Varma.